Jarrett Payton.
I hear my name again, and I'm like, who's calling me? So I look back at the people working, and it's not them. It's this guy that's sitting down right by the door, and he goes, Jarrett, man. Man, I love you on The Score, man. So awesome. I was like, I'm going to be on at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
The Son of Sweetness.
One man, one career, one team for 200.
Walter Payton, 13 seasons for these. Deanna.
Who are the Chicago Bears?
The Bears, yes.
Sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
Payton again, already two touchdowns. There it is. There's the touchdown. The Jarrett Payton Show today.
Jarrett Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Jarrett Payton. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out at Aturo.com. Jarrett, good morning. How you doing?
Mully and Haw, what's going on, fellas? Always good after a Bears victory on Sunday. I'm happy over here.
Yeah, it was as complete a game as they've played this year. It might have been the best first half they've played in many a year. It was really the kind of thing where you watch that game and you thought, wow, could we get more games against the Panthers on the schedule? Just let's play them four or five times, maybe.
I'm down with that, though, Mully. I mean, the crazy part is we were talking last week, right? It's when you play at home, the Bears seem comfortable, and when you're going up against an inferior ball club, you got to take advantage of the opportunities and put the hurt on them, and that's what they did. I love the fact that this is a team that they were supposed to beat when you look at the schedule, and they went out and they took care of business. And like they were looking for a game like this. And moving forward, I think just back-to-back games, having this right. game and then – traveling over to London, playing a Jags team that's got one win on the season. It's never easy crossing the pond and playing a football game, getting, you know, try to keep things as normal as possible, as Coach Flus was talking about. But this gives them an opportunity to win three straight. And that's a good sign and where this Bears team is right now. But it doesn't get easier as you move on.
DeAndre Swift went on the NFL Network last week before the game and talked about how the critics are people that he heard. He'd heard the doubts and he paid attention to them. Then he had another big game, Jarrett, obviously on Sunday, 21 touches, which is a lot. And he got going in the running game by getting going in the passing game. Where are you on DeAndre Swift? And what was the biggest reason, do you think, Sunday for the run game success?
I was one of those people at some point that was kind of maybe having question marks. Was he the fit for this offense? And I just think there was just so many issues offensive line wise where they were still trying to figure that out early in the season and not committing to the run, where now they found success. They found what he does well. I think everybody's kind of bought in, and I don't know, man, shouts out to Bill Murray and Matt Pryor for, you know, having their opportunities when called on to be able to come in and step in. And I always think about that, what Ryan Poles was talking about with the depth that they always had, you know, at every position. There was going to be battles. Well, these guys, I knew, and we talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that when you got to give guys opportunities to come in and play, and they're finding ways to get him in space outside where he feels comfortable. But it's not only, like you said, Dave, not only just in the run game, but also in the pass game as well. He's one of these guys that in space is deadly, and we're seeing that. He can take a short pass and take it all the way down to the end zone, and so he's found his groove. But I think he heard people like myself that were questioning him a little bit, and anytime that happens, if you can get your offensive line on the same page, you can have success. And so I think them committing to the run and getting outside, getting him in some space has really gave them success, but also it's also, like we said, it helped out the pass game and what we're seeing. I'm getting accustomed now to 300-yard games from my quarterback here in Chicago. I don't want that to change. I don't want that to change anytime soon. I'm kind of liking over 300 yards passing back-to-back games. I'm here for that.
I got to tell you, I think as much as we appreciate how the backup linemen have been doing, I wonder what's going on with Nate Davis. Clearly doesn't have a future with this team, and it's already kind of sunk money But and they don't owe him any for next year. So I don't know what his future holds. It doesn't appear it will be here in Chicago. But no. It's just, am I the only one kind of annoyed that that didn't work?
No, you're not. You're not. I feel like I've said this before. He just, from the people that I talked to from Tennessee, man, there was a lot of conversations about him before he got here. I think it was because I posted a video of him in the run game, and people were, I was super excited to see him get off the ball. And I was like, holy cow, this is what we're getting to. But then those phone calls from people in my old neck of the woods in Tennessee, they questioned his willingness to want to practice, to be involved. And so I don't know. It's weird that I don't have all the access in the world, but I can make a couple of phone calls and know that. Not saying that you take people for their word, but these are people that are close to that football team. And so those were the red flags that were popping up to me before he even got here. And lo and behold, that's been some of the issues that we've seen. And the reason why he's not on the field, man, they've shown how they feel about him. And that's not a good feeling, but it is what it is. You got to move on. And those are some of those bad decisions, because with Ryan Poles, he's done a really good job. But there always are going to be mistakes as a GM. There's going to be bad moves. And you got to figure out how to get past those. This you would mark this one up as one of those bad moves.
Jared, Jaquan Brisker did not make the trip to London. Not yet, at least. He's staying behind because he's in concussion protocol. Third straight season that he's in concussion protocol. If you were to give Jaquan Brisker any advice or counsel from your perspective, what would it be right now as he starts the road back?
Dave, it'd be hard, man, because I was afraid of people like him. I mean, he's one of these guys that like Brandon Merriweather, who I played with at the University of Miami, who you guys saw in the NFL, man, was a headhunter. Like he did not care about his body at all. He was going to run as hard as he could. If you told him to run into a wall, he was going to do it. And it's hard to tell a young player that's what his game is built on, Dave, is being able to be effective and come down in the box in the run when you need him to make those big hits. It's hard. I don't know how you tone that down. He's wired that way. He's always been that way. And so that's what makes him so great. And over the last 2 weeks, I mean, that's what we've seen. Against the Rams, I mean, just being able to, all those tackles that he made, he's always around the football. I don't know how you taper that back or tone that down in someone that's how they've always played the game of football. But I mean, anytime that you tell someone to kind of tone it down a little bit, more than likely that's where the more serious injuries come in as well. So he only has one speed, and I've only seen him play at one speed. Try to take care of yourself as best as possible. But when you strap on that helmet and you go out there, play the position and play the way you do, the concussions are going to happen. They could happen. And so you just got to be able to find ways to be able to take care of yourself. The fact is, when I saw him get up and they showed him after that hit, he didn't look right to me. He did not look right to me. There was something looked off a little bit with him. And anytime that I jump out of my seat after seeing a hit, definitely need to check on not only the guy that looked like it was night for him, who just took some NyQuil. You also need to check on the guy making the hit as well.
We have breaking news on 670 The Score.
I just saw it.
Breaking news is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets. Download with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Robert Saleh fired by the Jets.
Wow. Five games in. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers experience.
They'll have a new head coach Monday night.
What?
How crazy.
And he will report to Aaron Rodgers?
Apparently.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron needs to figure it out, man. Aaron looking kind of old out there on the football field. See, that's what happens when you talk about owning the Bears. Bad things happen to you, man. Stop. Don't be saying that you own the Bears, man. Like, eventually it's going to come up and creep up and hurt you.
How long before the Jets hire Belichick stories begin?
I do like that. You know what, though? I was
By Monday?
I was thinking,
by noon.
I just saw him with a picture with his girlfriend hanging out, so I don't know if he's ready to start coaching yet.
Don't bring that up.
I'm sorry.
Our audience now is already responding. She's 23, not 22, sir.
But thinking about, okay, we're talking about age here. Right. I thought about something last night as I was sitting at work, and I was thinking about how with the Hawks starting up their season in Utah and Connor Bedard going into year two, and how, I mean, year one for him was so successful. You bring home Rookie of the Year honors, and how much pressure is on him going into this season to have more success for that Blackhawks squad. And then I think about Caleb going in his first year. It's just really cool. As I was sitting there, I was just thinking about the expectations on two of these young stars here in Chicago and what it means for them, for both their franchises that they're a part of, and how they're carrying a weight of the city on their shoulders, and how fun it's going to be. Hopefully we can watch those two grow over the years. Like there's something to say when in this town, if you're a baseball fan, you're split either way, you know, but there's something to say about when the Blackhawks are good and when the Bears are good that I enjoy covering these teams and also watching as a fan. And I just super excited that we got a chance to watch these two young stars grow at the same time. Like we're kind of lucky. And I just wanted to bring that up. I don't know what you guys think.
I think it's a great point, Jarrett, because you look at, you know, in terms of the NFL, the context of the landscape, Caleb Williams could be a franchise quarterback in Chicago, could own the city. And if you are that guy for the Bears, you're going to have a national kind of impact. Connor Bedard, similarly, he is the best prospect to come into the league since maybe Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby, whatever comparison you want to make. And in both cases, they are guys that are at a very young age being relied upon at a very high level. And so, yeah, it's a good comparison. I think their personalities are different.
I think it's extraordinary that Bedard has a full season under his belt already.
Yeah.
And is 4 years younger than this guy.
It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
He is phenomenal. But Dave, they might be different, but I think their work ethic and how they approach their craft, like they love the game. I think that's what makes them similar.
I agree with that. I just feel like Caleb Williams is more comfortable being a celebrity and being comfortable being a guy who is the center of everybody's attention than Connor Bedard naturally is. It's just his makeup. They're both extraordinary talents and have the same kind of work ethic, and you can see that. And they definitely make everybody around them better. I just think personality-wise is what I meant, Jarrett.
Okay, no, I get it. And also, too, look at both franchises and organizations, right, where they've brought in veterans around these guys to help them succeed early on. And I think that's what we've also seen with both the Hawks and also the Bears, of putting veteran guys around them to hopefully give them early on success because of, you know, what everybody, the expectations on both of them of what they could be in both of their respective sports.
How about Jarrett talking hockey?
Yeah, that's
dude.
Pretty wild.
Listen, I just want the Hawks. My whole thing with the Hawks is figure out how to win on the road. And tonight, that's what we did not see this last season. It starts tonight against Utah. So we got to figure this thing out. The Utah Hockey Club. I'm looking forward to this.
That's great.
Yeah, I still want to call them the Coyotes just because if the Jazz can do it, why can't the Coyotes?
I wanted to call them the Yeti.
I know, that's a good...
I voted for the Yeti.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the brand.
No, the Utah Yeti. That was one of the choices.
My coffee mug is a Yeti.
Well, I could use some coffee.
Yeah, it's a good mug. Listen, they should have come up with a clever name as opposed to the Utah Hockey Club, but I'm not sure that they are full of humor. They might be fairly humorous out there. I don't know.
They gotta figure it out, man. Puck drops tonight. I'm excited.
Great stuff, Jarrett.
Jarrett, you're the best. Right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Great catching up.